Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. The car might be the perfect place to bond musically with your children. As Lisa Heisman-Copes, associate professor of music education at Case Western Reserve University, explains, focusing on music in a closed environment may help children flourish.
While a majority of research on music education occurs in classroom settings, the majority of music making by children occurs elsewhere. In homes, on playgrounds, in garages, and in vehicles. The music made outside the classroom is often child-initiated and is thus a better indicator of a child's involvement with music. Therefore, studying this area of musical interaction is vital to understanding children's developmental relationship with music as they grow. This research on young children's music making in the car confirmed my hunch that there is something special about the family vehicle for evoking musical expression and musical interaction between children, their siblings, parents, and others in the vehicle. The children in the study sat in the back seat, separated from their parent in the front seat, and were strapped into car seats. Within these boundaries, we observed children engaging in an impressive array of music making, including singing, dancing, listening to recorded music, and composing and improvising music, all documented in parent journals or videos. Parents identified several advantages of the family vehicle as compared with the home: reduced distractions, proximity to siblings, leading to increased sibling interactions at times, and opportunity for reflection by both parent and child make the car the ideal place to study a child's musical interaction and growth. One example of musical reflection was shared in a video of a young participant asking her mom if she remembered a song they used to sing for goodbyes and goodnights. A sweet connection between mother and daughter followed as they sang the song together. This type of shared musical space and family enjoyment can nurture children's musical development as well as provide extra musical benefits for both child and parent.
That was Lisa Heisman-Copes of Case Western Reserve University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.